The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we are using the lectionary for All Saints Day. We call this All Saints Sunday now. All Saints Day falls on the 1st of November. All Saints is one of the four most important days in the Christian year, the others being Easter, Christmas, and Pentecost. And All Saints Eve, All Hallows Eve, which we call Halloween. And I'm going to talk about how Halloween and Pentecost are related. Over the course of a year, any year, we observe a lot of customs both in the church and in the secular world. Perhaps without being very clear in our minds about we have them, but how we have them. And we explain away the reason for them for no other reason than we've always done it that way. Some years ago, I did some research after making an educated guess about there being more than a casual connection between what we do on Halloween and what we celebrate the following day. I discovered some things about Halloween and All Saints that gave me a better understanding of both days. The days were not placed one after the other by chance, and some things really surprised me. Halloween customs had their origin in Celtic religion. They came to us mostly through Celtic Druids in England and from their religious rites. Druids were Celtic priests and teachers. We dress up in strange and fearsome ways for a reason, and it goes back to the Druid ritual that was held in the fall of the year, this time of year, at harvest time. The ritual the Druids enacted was about death, and it took place on their day of Samhain. In the ritual, the souls of the wicked who died during the year were harvested by the Lord of Death and carried off into the underworld. In popular imagination, witches and ogres and goblins and demons returned from the underworld for that one day to torment the living. Later on, The Romans conquered and occupied the British Isles. That was in 43 AD. And eventually, the customs of their late fall of the year were intermixed with old Celtic customs. Their celebration honored Pomona, the goddess of the harvest, and that is why we have jack-o'-lanterns and candy corn and apple cider and corn stalks and hay bales and scarecrows. Now, you might have known all this, but I didn't know it until I looked it up. I found out something else about this season of the church year, and that is that All Saints wasn't changed to the fall of the year to harvest time until the 8th century. A very wise pope did that, made a logical change from the spring of the year because we believe that the souls of the faithful are harvested home to God. The old pagan custom about the Lord of death and the fate of souls of the wicked was placed side by side with our celebration of the souls of the saints in the hands of God, and it has been that way now for many centuries. On Halloween, we dress up in costumes and pretend to be ghosts and demons and witches and so forth, and then on the following day, we celebrate All Saints' Day. Well, what does one have to do with the other? The 2 days for Christians belong together because of the contrast they call to mind and over which Christians rejoice. The first of the contrasts is between wickedness and saintliness. Halloween symbolizes all that's wrong, the evil in our world, and the darkest side of human nature, and there's plenty of it. But then there's the other side, the All Saints side. There's goodness in people, people who have entrusted themselves to the love of God. And those people do good and loving things that help make our world a better place. On All Saints Day, we give thanks for all those countless unknown saints who turn from the ways of the world to the ways of God's kingdom, the kind and the compassionate and the other-directed and the self-sacrificing. We can, as the hymn says, meet them in schools or in lanes or at sea and in church or in trains or in shops or at tea. We can meet them just about anywhere if we're looking. And we can party and have a weird, bizarre good time on Halloween because we look ahead to All Saints, knowing that in God's good time, good will win over evil. Hard though that might be for some of us to understand. Secondly, there's a contrast in Halloween and All Saints between death and life. Now, I know that death should be accepted gracefully as a fact of life, but rarely do we accept it in that spirit. We Americans have been accustomed to having our way of death and of doing our best to create the illusion that death is not a fact at all. We can be impatient with grief and with the bereaved, many of whom find themselves after an initial surge of support, uncomforted and unsupported. Halloween comes at harvest time to remind us that death is real and that nobody avoids it. Halloween is a haunting reminder that we are mortal and that our outlook is grim. Then All Saints greets us the next day at the very time when all nature seems to be dying to witness to Christian hope, to the resurrection of Christ and our eventual resurrection with him. Death doesn't have final claim on us. Life does. Fall and winter is sure to come, so is spring. The third contrast in these 2 days is between the old self and the new self. The costumes we wear, the masks that are put on, or the children wear at Halloween might be more accurate as a statement about all of us than we would like to admit. It might well be outward representations of what our inner selves could become without God in our lives and what He can give us as the center of our lives. If there was such a thing as a spiritual x-ray, we might be in for some unpleasant surprises. We might discover some of our outward Halloween form in our inward spiritual being more than just make-believe. The human soul can play welcome host to countless spirits that are the very opposite of the Holy Spirit, of which we're meant to be the temple and the embodiment. If we let them in, welcome and protect them, they will determine the direction and outcome of our lives. And then All Saints comes to tell us that when we let the Spirit of the risen Christ into our lives, good things begin to happen. People are reborn. The guilty accept forgiveness. The selfish become generous. The unloving begin to have a heart. The uncaring become kind. The faithless become believers. The least likely sinners become saints. And the last become first. Halloween and All Saints contrast darkness and light, evil and good, death and life, despair and hope, the lost sheep and the found, what we are or were, and what we can be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.